Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right. You wanted it. You needed it. You're getting it. Ravens, 38-30 losers to the Lions this past Monday night. Brutal. A couple of times this year, the Ravens' defense been a little shaky.
Yeah.
One was a quarter-long dilemma. This one Monday night, Vinny, was 60 minutes long.
60, yes.
So let's get right to it. What the hell was going on?
Yeah. Well, watching the film, the biggest thing you notice is that the Ravens did not play with the same intensity and toughness as the Detroit Lions. That's number one. Their offensive line, Detroit's offensive line, was coming off the ball. The Ravens' defensive line was catching. That's one of the biggest things. They were catching. And when they're coming off the ball, I feel bad for the linebackers, Roquan and Buchanan. I mean, Roquan had Sewell in his face all night long, you know, or they had the guards in the centers. They never had a free run. They got the crap beat out of him. That was probably one of Roquan. I bet you it was probably one of his most frustrating games. It wasn't a great game for him at all. The guy that stepped up, I thought played the best of any of their defensive front seven was John Jenkins. You know, he had about, I think he had like eight tackles, and he weighs about 370, you know, and he was taking on the double team. He was the only one really getting off of blocks and making plays, you know. And otherwise, and what do I mean by catching? It was like the Detroit lineman was coming off the ball, and the Raven guy was just waiting for him and then, like, catching him. What you got to do is you got to punch. You got to come off the ball, punch, and then lock out so you can see where the ball's going, and then shed, and then go tackle the ball. A lot of times, you saw throughout the game, the defensive linemen, they would catch, and they would never get off a block. Never get off a block, you know? Or how much lunging did we see? Lunging and missed 20 missed tackles. Where's the focus? That you're not focused if you're missing 20 tackles. You're not zeroed in. The same, you know, and I love Kyle Hamilton, but that wasn't the same Kyle Hamilton that played against the Cleveland Browns that played against Detroit. He was lunging, missing tackles, you know, floating around. No, same thing. You know, there was a lot. And Marlon Humphrey, Marlon was bad. Missed tackles, got beat on pass plays. He was bad, you know. So there wasn't a lot of guys. I thought Nate Wiggins played a good game. I thought Nate Wiggins did nice in coverage. Malachi Starks missed some tackles. He gave the long run. He's got to make that play. It's an 8-yard run. You're the last line of defense, man. You got to make that play. Too many lunging and missing tackles. Not bringing your feet. And it just seemed like on both sides of the ball, Bob, where was the focus? They weren't zeroed in. I mean, Detroit played physical, played fast, played with intensity, aggressiveness. I mean, you watch like Aiden Hutchins on one of the sacks. He goes to the ground, gets up, boom, and ends up sacking him again. It's like they were playing with a passion and the Ravens weren't. It was like, okay, we got the crap kicked out of us. I'm sure that Dan Campbell, you know, probably showed them film and, you know, reminded them all week how they got the crap beat out of them. And then they came out and that wasn't happening. And their offense played extremely well. They made the Ravens defense look. Travis Jones was terrible in that game. One of the worst games I've seen him play. And we talked about, you know, you want to make money, play big on a Monday night. And he played like crap on Monday night, falling down, not getting off blocks. He was terrible. Broderick Washington, come on, you got to get off a block every now and then. And like I said, Roquan and Buchanan, they didn't have a chance. They had somebody in their face all day long. Now, the pass rushers, you know, let me just say this about Mike Green. Bob, he showed his speed like plays away. You know, where he could just chase it down. A couple times he did, he showed up there, and then he had another rush where he was over a tight end and pushed him back and caused the errant throw. So, I mean, that was a nice, but it was against the tight end. And then he had another one on a twist where he came up underneath. But when he's going against the tackles, he does nothing. Then that's the problem. Oway, you know, Oway is like the guy that, I was almost there. I was almost there. Tavius Robinson's been a no-show, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he hadn't done a lot. You know, I still think he needed to have played in the preseason, you know, where he's, I mean, we don't ever hear his name. You don't hear his name. He's not even getting close to the quarterback. You know, he was on the Cleveland play, you know, where he caused the fumble with Roquan. But no, I don't think he's playing very well at all. And in the secondary, I said Hamilton didn't play well. Starks missed tackles. Uzi was okay, you know. And Marlon was bad. You know, so, I mean, just defensively, you know, the reason they can't stop the run is because they can't get off blocks and they're catching blocks. That's number one. You got to – defense is about attacking, not – they're playing like – you got to play offense on defense. And they're playing cautious on defense, you know. And when you can just line up and we're just going to run it right down your throat, and you do, and there's nothing you do about it, yeah. And like I said, what – because other teams are going to do the same thing. What are you going to do? Kansas City, how are we going to stop the run? You know, the worst team in the league right now against the rush. What are we going to do to stop it? And what adjustments can we make? Now, it'll be interesting to hear what Harbs has to say. Was it scheme or was it players, you know, that screwed up? That's going to be the key thing.
Yep. Number 32 in total defense and a lot of threes in front of the other categories well. We'll come back, take your phone calls. So stick around. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Favorite female artist or band, Bob, Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. It's Vinny and Haney here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.